Mastering some hesitation, he answered,
"Miss Oliver, I presume?"
"Of course. And now, sir, to reward you for the accurate guess, I will promise to paint you a careful and faithful duplicate of this very picture, provided you admit that the gift would be acceptable to you. I don't wish to throw away my time and trouble on an offering you would deem worthless." He continued to gaze at the picture. The longer he looked, the firmer he held it, the more he seemed to covet it.
"It is like," he murmured. "The eye is well managed. The colour, light, expression are perfect. It smiles."
"Would it comfort or would it wound you to have a similar painting? Tell me that. When you are at Madagascar or at the Cape or in India, would it be a consolation to have that memento in your possession? Or would the sight of it bring recollections calculated to enervate and distress?" He now furtively raised his eyes. He glanced at me, irresolute, disturbed. He again surveyed the picture.
"That I should like to have it is certain. Whether it would be judicious or wise is another question.